Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
That's right. If you can believe it, it is a Tuesday once again. I am your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM, heard every Tuesday, 3 to 4:30 p.m., happy to be here with you once again. Big show today. Weather report. Show listings. No mandatory heavy for today. In fact, it's usually at around 4, some kind of something that I deem to be heavy. Usually it's some kind of metal or punk, but anything can be heavy, really. It's really a vibe, a state of mind, but I'm foregoing it because today, kind of special musical content, in honor of the passing of the great drummer Jack DeJohnette at the age of 83, a long, long life, and, you know, I saw the other day that he had passed, and I thought, oh man, Jack DeJohnette, then I started looking into everything he was involved with, from Miles Davis's record Bitches Brew and onward. And I'm just thinking, so many of the music that I enjoy, so much of it was him playing the drums. I never got a chance to see him live, which is unfortunate, but I mean, oh well. But definitely lots of great experiences and influences listening to that man play. And 83, so he had a long life, but still kind of hurts, right? I think we're I myself, and I'm sure others older than me, will, you know, it's that time of your life where a lot of the people who have influenced you, who if you respected their work, are starting to pass. And you know, we just heard at the top there, a little clip I'm adding there, of David Lynch, who just passed this year, you know. So it's kind of makes you think about your own mortality in some ways and the finite nature of existence. But nonetheless, more of Jack, sorry, I should say more, but the whole show will be Jack DeJohnette here today. So to start us off, he played a lot with, there was a trio of his that he did with Dave Holland on bass and John Abercrombie on guitar. And we're going to hear a bit of that. That's the record is called Gateway. I believe it's from 71. But this is Backwoods Song. This is Jack DeJohnette with Dave Holland and John Abercrombie to kick us off in our tribute to the great Jack DeJohnette here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
beings toward death. Featherless, two-legged, linguistically conscious creatures born between urine and feces whose body will one day be the culinary delight of terrestrial worms. That's us. We're beings toward death.
Macho Man Randy
said, Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
War, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerican. Continuing today with our tribute to the late Jack Dejanette, drummer, on so many records. He died at the age of 83. Definitely lived a full life. But his imprint on so much music. And for me personally, just when I think back to so many records and things that I love, there's so much of it where he was on those records. We just heard a track there from the record Gateway, that's off the ECM record label, Backwoods Song. That's with John Abercrombie on guitar, Jack Dejanette on drums, and Dave Holland on bass. I had picked up that record when was that? I'm not sure when it was. I believe I took it out, picked it up from it's on Henderson Highway. Now I'm blanking on the name of it. But anyways, there's a used record store on Henderson Highway. I can't believe I'm blanking on the name. And I believe that was there, and I was like, what Gateway, what is this? And I looked, and John Abercrombie, Dave Holland, and Jack Dejanette. I wasn't really familiar with John Abercrombie on guitar, but I knew who Dave Holland and Jack Dejanette were, so I picked it up. And I was, that first track, that first track is maybe one of the more melodic and kind of groovy tracks on that record, but that first track was one of those, the first moments of it, I was like hooked. And then it was one of those tracks where after it was over, I went and hit repeat and was like, I got to hear that again. beautiful, beautiful work. Yeah. And, you know, Jack Dejanette, definitely, I mean, he was around in the 60s, but I think probably came to a lot of people's prominence with his work with Miles Davis, which I will get to in a little bit. So he definitely has that thing about him. And it's interesting that record's on the ECM label, right? I mean, we think maybe at times ECM is a little bit more of in that quote-unquote traditional type music, but there's certainly a lot of different kind of sounds and things that were coming out of that label. And that record is definitely, that track you just heard, Backwoods Song, is definitely has that, those kind of vibes to it. Dare I say fusion in some way, which, I mean, describing music has always been one of those tough things, especially genre names. I mean, music, and especially if you're talking about what has been called jazz or Black American music, I mean, it's always been a fusion of some kind. So I don't know why suddenly it's fusion in the 60s and the 70s, but whatever. And I think that was, in many ways, it's a derogatory term, I think, according to some people, if you ask members of the Marcellus family, I suppose. But anyway, in that same vein, this is the record from Freddie Hubbard, Straight Life, also released 1971. So I think the same year as this Gateway record comes out. This is, of course, trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. This is sort of his record that was influenced by soul and funk. And this is the track Mr. Clean. Yeah, and this is Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock electric piano, George Benson on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and others. And that's the main thing of it. So here's Mr. Clean, Freddie Hubbard off the record Straight Life, continuing our tribute today to the late, great Jack DeJohnette here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dil Gherkin, here with you till 4:30. We're continuing our tribute to the late, great Jack DeJohnette, drummer extraordinaire. We just heard off the Freddie Hubbard record, Straight Life, Mr. Clean. Classic record. Yeah, beautiful playing. You know, that that mix that he had of, you know, he was already started his career in the 60s. And, I mean, obviously, Jack DeJohnette can swing. No one's disputing that. But just listening to those last two tracks I was playing, the way that he has that swing thing on the ride cymbal at times, but then also has that great backbeat sound too to it. That kind of melding of both, that kind of, because it's one thing, you know, I mean, you think about the great rock drummers that have that backbeat to them, that snap. That's one thing, but there's another level of finesse that Jack DeJohnette had to that. And I mean, obviously he could play straight ahead swing if he wanted to. Obviously he did a lot of that, but hearing these sort of records, what they were doing in the 70s, the way he was able to kind of go through both or kind of do both simultaneously almost, is fascinating to watch. This, that finesse, that, you know, it's like watching, the footwork of a great boxer, the footwork of a great quarterback, that finesse, that ease with which they move around through space and time. And I feel like that's Jack DeJohnette, for lack of a better way to describe it. And now let's get to the weather report here on Radio Free Winnipeg, brought to you by the band Weather Report, playing in the background. I always point that out. For those who know and kind of get the joke, you get it. Anyway, Winnipeg International Airport, as observed at 3 p.m., it is 9 degrees, mostly cloudy. Wind west-northwest, 24 kilometers. Kind of a cloudy day, but on the walk to the station today, from my humble abode in the West End, I thought, you know, it'd be nice if we had some sun, but still, it had that nice crisp smell to it in the air, and especially with the rain, it had a nice feeling to it, I thought. I'm a big fan of fall. So that's for today. Tonight, -2, a few clouds. Mainly tomorrow, mainly sunny and 8, and a low of 2. And then Thursday, we get back into the cloudy and rain. Thursday, 4 degrees, 60% chance of showers. In the evening, 1 degree and cloudy. Friday, high of 4 and cloudy. Saturday, high of 4 and cloudy. And Sunday, 7 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. There is a 60% chance of flurries overnight Saturday into Sunday. And then Monday, 6 degrees and a mix of sun and cloud. Yeah, so definitely feels like fall weather. A little gloomy, but hey, we have some lovely, beautiful blue skies tomorrow to take advantage of. And then Saturday, 4 and cloudy. Saturday, November the 1st, big day in sports. Not only do you have the Jays playing, I believe, at least they're scheduled to. I guess it depends how the series goes. I know they had that marathon game that went like 18 innings last night into the early this morning. Wow. And they're playing. I think there's a game scheduled for Saturday if it gets to that point, which might be you know, I think if the Dodgers win this next game, that Saturday game might be elimination game for the Jays and a pennant winning game for the Dodgers. But then also, our Blue Bombers, I can say that our Blue Bombers, because it is a community-owned team, are playing the Montreal Alouettes in the Belle Province, Montreal, one of the great cities in North America, Montreal, I believe that's at 1 p.m. And as well, Saturday, college football, Vanderbilt is playing. Yes, Vanderbilt, big sports day. There's a great Netflix documentary series about the SEC conference in college football. And that's like Louisiana State University and all these kind of places in the South. And one of them is Vanderbilt, which I believe is in Tennessee. And they've been a horrible, horrible football team for decades, right? Decades and decades and decades. But they have this new coach, new kind of regime. They got this young quarterback. I believe his name is Diego Pavia. I have to double check the name there. He's kind of this scrappy guy, and they beat LSU. And here's the interesting thing, that Vanderbilt quarterback, he is on the Blue Bombers negotiations list that they just made public this season. And he was one of the names that showed up. And when I was watching that Netflix documentary, I thought, why is this guy's name familiar to me? Where have I heard this? And then it clicked, he's on the Bombers negotiation list. So maybe he might find his way up here, and I wouldn't be mad about it. Seems like a good quarterback, has that kind of mentality I think that would fit with Winnipeg. We'll see what holds. I mean, I think he's only in his second year at Vanderbilt. But all that to say, big sports day on Saturday, and that's my plan, is to watch some sports on Saturday. Lots to check out. And of course, there's the other big game in the CFL, Calgary and BC. You know, Vernon Adams Jr. versus Nathan Rourke should be a good game. I think BC is the hot team in the playoffs this year. I think they're going to the Grey Cup. That's my prediction. Anyways, there's your sports and a little bit of weather at the start of that. Continuing on here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM, we're continuing on with our tribute to Jack DeJohnette. Of course, he had already started his career in earnest way before he had joined Miles' band, but of course, he is on these landmark 70s records like Bitches Brew, Tribute to Jack Johnson. We're going to hear two tracks, Directions and Miles Runs the Voodoo Down live from Fillmore East, March 7th, 1970. It's about that time. So this is coming off just the heels of the release of Bitches Brew. So here's more of our tribute to Jack DeJohnette here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM with your host, DJ Dill Gherkin.
Thank you. Support of CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Did you know we now offer season passes for our fall and spring seasons? It is a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want people to feel welcome at the West End Cultural Center and here in Winnipeg.
Shoots of green, picking up above the winter's casualties.
Put this in your calendars, 95.9 FM, Mondays at 2, Sundays at 4. Groundswell Radio, the best new contemporary concert music from Winnipeg and around the world.
Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We're beings toward death. Featherless, two-legged, linguistically conscious creatures born between urine and feces whose body will one day be the culinary delight of terrestrial worms. That's us. We're beings toward death.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
I'm a chameleon here.
Chameleon?
Yeah. I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you for another half hour doing our tribute to the late Jack Desjardins. We just heard two tracks from Miles Davis live at the Fillmore East, March 7th. 1970. It's about that time. That was Directions and Miles Runs the Voodoo Down. Yes, Jack Desjardins on those Bitches Brew and tribute to Jack Johnson on the corner. Live Evil, I believe he's as well as the drummer. I love that period in the 1970, just after Bitches Brew. There's a bunch of these live recordings that have come out from that period. It's very interesting because that band, on those recordings, some of those bands, I think, had Wayne Shorter on saxophone. And it's sort of this lost period of a little while because they were touring a lot and playing live shows, but they never made a record. And then, of course, the band sort of changes a little bit with, the records, Tribute to Jack Johnson, On the Corner, Live Evil, and then Forward. And so there's that. I love those. There's Live at the Fillmore East and Live at the Fillmore West are excellent recordings. Some of my favorite. Some of my favorite live Miles Davis. Usually we hear the Mandatory Heavy at 4 p.m. We'll get back to regularly scheduled programming next week. But this week we're going to continue on with a tribute to the late, great Jack Desjardins. Of course, keep on staying tuned. In a little bit, we're going to get into our show listings for this week for the last little bit of October. And then we will welcome November. So we'll get to that in a little bit after this next musical break. I'm going to play a little bit more of some more. We're going back historically speaking, with Jack Desjardins. This is a record he released actually last year in 2024 called Hudson. This is with Jack Desjardins, Larry Grenadier. Let me just pull up the credits here. John Medetsky and John Schofield. It's called Hudson. And we're going to hear two tracks off that record. We're going to hear the title track, Hudson, and Up on Cripple Creek. Man, I wish I could talk today. Up on Cripple Creek, the band cover. So this is one of the more recent musical statements from Jack DeJohnette from the record Hudson. And then on the other side of this, we'll get into some show listings and then end off our tribute to the great Jack DeJohnette. So here's more. Hudson and Up on Cripple Creek. Jeez. On Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKAW 95.9 FM. Thank you.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. This is Radio Free Winnipeg. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and thank you again for tuning in. This is our tribute to the late, great Jack DeJohnette. That was just the 2024 record called Hudson that he did with John Schofield and John Medetsky featuring Larry Grenadier. You heard Hudson, the title track, and then just now Up on Cripple Creek, which is, of course, by The Band. Yes, The Band. Not any old band. The Band. But first, let's just quickly get to some listings here, and then we'll try to, don't probably have enough time for the entirety of the last track here, but we'll listen to a bit of it. So let's look at this week here. October 29th at the King Cobb Market Pub, that's tomorrow. At 580 Ellis Avenue, they're having their Bella Vista nights at 8 p.m. It's free. Fernanda, who is a singer-songwriter, and she blends folk, rock, blues, and subtle touches of ethereal electronic. That's free musical nights in an intimate setting down at the King Cobb Market Pub. Also that night, at the West End Cultural Center at 586 Ellis Avenue, Osani Blackerman... release of his debut EP, Social Currency. He's an indigenous Guyanese rapper, producer, and artist. Doors at 7, show at 8. Tickets are $20 or $25. I'm assuming the $25 is for balcony seating. October 30th at the Handsome Daughter, 61 Sherbrooke Street. Real Love Thursdays is back. Leon's Getting Larger, Cola Pop, and Oliver Sanderson. Oliver Sanderson and Andre. Tickets are $10 or $13.49 with the fees. There's, of course, you can pay at the door, 7:30 p.m. Cola Pop is, Leon's Getting Larger, I'm familiar with. They're a fairly popular indie rock band here. Kind of out of... There's this whole... A lot of the young kids are into emo, Midwestern emo. Not my thing. It's other people's things. It's interesting to see that that's what some people have really been influenced by. You know, bands like Sunny Day Real Estate and the like. But Cola Pop is an electronic artist who I don't know if he's have a whole band with him, but he's like 15 or 16. He's this kid doing this great stuff. Cola Pop. Go if you see it out there, spelled with a K. If you see it, go check out this kid. Like, whatever he's going to do in the future, it's going to be great. What he's doing now is great. It's great to see young kids out there just doing their thing. He's one of them. So it's a reason to maybe check out on Gate Night at the Handsome Daughter for Real Love Thursdays. And October 31st, down to Park Alley, 730 Osborne Street. Yes, you can go bowl in your great Halloween attire and go hear the Funky Miracles Halloween Spooktacular. That starts at 9:30 p.m. Tickets are $21.97. Again, Park Alley's on Osborne. And that's just a little taste of some of the things that are happening in and around town here in our one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Now, to finish off our... tribute to Jack DeJohnette, we're going to hear Joe Farrell off his record Moon Germs. This is Great George. Great Gorge. It's a almost like a 10-minute track, so we're only going to hear a little bit of it, but it's going to play us out our tribute to the late, great Jack Desjeunettes, finishing us up here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM. Do stay tuned. Ron's Reviews are coming up next. System Kids, Sonic Blanket, Whatever Gaze, On My Way Home, Transland, Listening Pleasures, Night Danger Radio. It's all coming up here on CKW 95.9 FM, your station. Keep it locked. Thank you very much. Talk to you all next week. We'll be right back.